Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. Of course, I'm Hunter Logan. It's been a while, but hey, we're back. I'm going to wrap this thing up for season one because we're going to start season two after this. This will be season one ending. I was going to do The Darker Years and break it down episode by episode, but what I'm going to do is do one big episode with all the episodes. So I'm going to cover everything all at once because I want to get to the radio. And then I want to get to where we are now. There's so much good stuff going on now that I want to get past this. And one thing I've realized is that although the podcast, I was going to do my book by podcast, there's so much that I can't fit in these podcasts that I really am going to have to do the book. I really will write an autobiography, but for now, I'm going to give in highlights of what the book will be about, but I will go into detail in the book. Now, when that's coming out, I don't know. I have started working on it, that's for sure. Hadn't worked on it in a while. Need to get back to it. Need to do a better job of logging down stuff, for sure. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover The Darker Years all in one fell swoop this time. So this podcast will probably be a little bit longer than the other ones. But then, after this, we're going to start season two. And from that point on, we're going to talk about The Brighter Years, which is HLE Radio, and then how it started. And we're going to go from how it started to when it started to now. And what's going on now. And I'm going to cover every week. In other words, I'm going to wrap up the whole week of HLE Radio for the previous week. The stuff that goes on after the morning show is off. The battles that I go through, the spiritual battles, the fights with the other radio people, the other organizations, the crap that they do, all that stuff, I'm going to do that in the podcast. So I don't air it out on the radio. But there's nothing saying I can't talk about it in the podcast. And that's exactly what I'm going to do once we get to that point. But for this time, The Darker Years. So let's get into it. In the last episode, I've gotten back into church. And like I said, I don't know at the time that my wife is planning on leaving me. And she has every right to. She really does. Now remember, I told the Lord when I was 18 and I got caught in that service, I said, God, I'll serve you or I won't. I won't do both. I won't pretend to do both. And I didn't. So I chose for that time not to serve him. But now that I'm back serving him, I have no choice. I can't go back on my word. So I have to serve him. Because I already did the not serving him. So I am serving him now. And even if my wife leaves me, I have to serve him. I do. But here's the thing. Coming back to Christ is not a fix-all. People don't realize that. A lot of folks want to come back to Christ. And when they do and they find Christ, they think it's a fix-all. They think that everything is supposed to be better. Everything is supposed to be a bed of roses, and it's not. Because there's a universal law known as sowing and reaping. And it rains on the just and the unjust. What does that mean, Hunter? Well, what it means is it doesn't matter if you're living for the Lord or you're not living for the Lord. It doesn't matter if you're not sinning or you're sinning. You're going to reap what you sow. God is not mocked. That's what the Bible says. So whether you're living for the Lord has nothing to do with whether you reap or sow. Some people in the world call it karma. You do bad things come back to you. It's the law of sowing and reaping. It's universal. So once folks come back to Jesus, or they accept Jesus, and they start serving him, well, a lot of bad things happen. And they're like, well, it was better when I was not serving Jesus. I didn't go through all this. Well, Sure you did. You just didn't realize you were going through it because your life didn't reflect anything different. You were comfortable with it because that was your way of life. So you didn't know the difference between not living for Christ and living for Christ. You couldn't see the difference. Once you start living for Christ, you become a light and you see the darkness. So it's a perfect chance for Satan to show you that, hey, man, you were doing better. You were doing a lot better when you weren't serving God. And that's the trick he'll use on you. And a lot of folks will go back to serving Satan. They'll not serve God anymore because of that. But if they would learn to just trust God and believe in God and hold on to him, God will bring you through it. Remember, the damage is already done with my marriage. I've done messed that up. She has done made up her mind. She graduates, she's leaving. Doesn't matter that I'm back in church. Doesn't matter that I'm serving God again. That has nothing to do with her leaving. But I pray to God and I say, God, I probably don't deserve it, but if you will give me one more chance, I won't screw this up. I love that woman, and I'll do what it takes to make sure that she knows it. Whatever I have to do, I want her. I don't want her to leave. I want to stay married to her. If you will save my marriage, please give me a chance. Please save my marriage. And he didn't do it overnight. And I told God, I said, listen, even if you don't save my marriage, if it chooses not to happen, I'm not going to not serve you. I'm going to serve you. Yes, I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to be tore up. But you know what? You didn't do that, God. You didn't cause this problem. I did. So I have to be big enough to accept the consequences. But I'm asking and I'm pleading with you, God. Please, I'm going to serve you regardless, but man, if you could just give me my wife. But God knew I would need her when it got into this radio ministry. He knew I would need her. Heck, I needed her the whole time I was doing the music stuff. Truth is, I needed her my entire life that I've been married to her. So God done a wonderful work. We went to marriage counseling, faith-based, went to a leadership retreat and got prayed over, and we both felt something break. And from that point on, God started doing a work. And through counseling and through spending time together and through my actions of having to prove things and her actions of having to be able to forgive things and counseling and all that, God restored our marriage. And our marriage has been better than it's ever been. We're 33 years into it, and we're best friends. And I fell in love all over again. Now, that was one thing that God had done during these dark years. Now, I'm still reaping a lot of bad stuff. Because I sown bad seeds. But that was one thing God had done to show me that, hey, I will bring you through this if you will continue to trust me. But you're still going to have to go through a bunch of crap. Because you did a bunch of crap without me. And I can't stop that. I can't help that. But I can be with you to go through it. So during this whole period, and it was a period of about 10 years. God did things, certain things, to let me know that he was with me. It was also during this time that I ended up getting my first taste of radio, which I never dreamed of doing radio at all, never. But I went to work, looking for work as a matter of fact, fell into work at a radio station, local radio station, 40 minutes down the road, and never done radio before because of my previous CDs that I'd released. I was a local swamp pop artist. They gave me a show on Saturday mornings or Saturday afternoons. Use the one of my songs as a theme song for it. It's called Swamp Rockin' Saturdays with Hunter Logan. I think it was about a 4-hour show I did. 3-hour, 4-hour show. And then that turned into doing some sales and just turned into learning about radio. But it was a job. But here's the thing. I can't work for no one. I really can't. And I hadn't figured that out yet, but my wife did. She pretty much did. So I go to the other local radio station. There was two of them there. And this radio station owner, he got offended. But I did the right way. Gave him a letter of resignation. Of course, he told me I would fall flat on my, you know what. So I went to work for this other guy. Ended up learning quite a bit. But then couldn't work for him very long. So I went back to the trucking company. Worked for them for a while. And then I went back to the radio station again. And this time, this would be where I'd get the best training. This whole time, though, God was preparing me for HLE radio, which I did not know at the time. Because the job that I had with the radio was really good, except for the money was never correct. They would say things like, we can give you this, but I never would get it. It was always an issue with the money. It was never right. And then I could never do anything good enough. Even if I did it right, there was always something better to improve on. That drove me absolutely nuts. But it would turn out to be the best training I would ever receive. It's also the reason why HLE Radio does so well. And God knew he was training me. God knew I was in training. Now, I didn't know I was in training because I had no clue that what I would be doing would be radio. I still had no desire to do radio even at the time that I was working for the radio station. And that's why I believe I never got comfortable with that job, because if I would have got comfortable with it and everything would have been right, I probably would have never left. But that's not what God had in mind for me. Now, while all of this is going on, there is still stuff going on. We're still reaping. There's stuff going on. We're having problems with the kids in school, throughout school. There's the medical bills with no insurance. There's the bankruptcy stuff, which happens. Then there's the problems within the church, right? So now I'm not going to expand on this part of it too much, because I'm not. What happened is part of my testimony. It really is. And I do share it from time to time, and I'm not ashamed to share it. But for all intent and purposes, probably some of the reason I didn't do this sooner is because I wasn't sure how deep I wanted to go with it. And I'll probably go deeper in the book. But God doesn't do anything without an end result. And even though we don't understand, he still does it for the betterment of what he needs us to do for him and the kingdom. Let me go back a little bit before I get to this. One of the other things God had done for us, or me, and it would be us, moving as much as we did, we never, ever had bought a home. When I first got out of the military, we bought a trailer when we lived in Lafitte. But we went bankrupt really quick because the money that we made overseas was not the same money that we made back here in the States. And that was quite a bit of an adjustment. Plus, some of the decisions I made were not very good. That contributed as well. But through this time of working through everything and reaping all the bad, God gave us a house. And that happened through prophecy, by the way. And some of you might not believe in that, and that's okay. That's okay. I do. I've been around it. I've been around people that prophesy. I've been around people that prophet lies. So you have to know. But it's very real because I've experienced it. I'm not going to get into that today either. I'm just letting you know that's how the house came about. That's how the business came about, all through prophecy. That's how the radio station actually came about. And I'm going to talk about that on the first episode of The Brighter Years. When I talk about HLE Radio, I'll talk about exactly how the radio station came to be. But one of the things God did for us was allow us to buy a home, the same home we're in now. It's not fancy. It's just a 4-bedroom house. It's a wooden frame house on piers. The garage was converted into a bedroom. It's nothing fancy. It's not. In fact, it needs a lot of work. We're trying to do work on it now. Because starting the radio station, all the money we should have been putting into repairs of the home went to keeping the doors open here at the radio station. Because here's some of the stuff that happens as well. Well, it all started with a lie. Let me say this. People are people. People are human. People err. People are not perfect. None of us are. We all make mistakes. So this whole thing started when I was lied upon. I'm talking about at the church I used to be at. I was lied on. I was never given a chance to defend myself. So it just snowballed after that. And it built and it built and it built. And some things were said. But looking back, I believe God had those things said so I would leave. Because that's the only way I probably would have left. Now, there is a reconciliation there now, of sorts. There's no bitterness between me and the situation. There's no more bitterness. I prayed and asked God to remove that. Because there was at first. But there are still some unresolved issues. And I imagine when God's ready to have those unresolved, he will. And I'm going to leave that there. I'm just going to leave that there because there's people on both sides of this thing that listen to it. I guess it's the best way to put it. Again, it's part of my testimony. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed to say it. There's just no need to go into it. I don't feel the need to go into detail right now about that. I'll just tell you that at a church that I was at for 10 years invested in, some things happened and there was a lie told and I was not allowed to defend myself on that lie. And from that, it snowballed. But it would be God's way of getting me to where I need to be. Because all the things that were said after that, all the ugly things, all the bad things were wrong. Because look at HLE Radio now. Look at the story in the Bible about Joseph and his brothers. Look at everything that happened to Joseph. What they meant for bad or for harm, God meant for good. He turned it into good. Like I said, I believe one day that will get totally resolved. But far as bitterness, there's none. I mean, I prayed for God to remove that bitterness out of my heart, and he has. But let me tell you something. When somebody hurts you, the only one that can start healing that hurt is the one that hurt you. And until they're ready to apologize to you or start that process, you'll carry that around. Doesn't mean you can't live with it and live around it. God will give you all that strength. But I have found more times than not, the reason somebody can't apologize to you is because they love themselves more than they love you. And I can prove that. If it came down to losing someone you loved, you would not care what you looked like. In other words, let's say you were getting ready to lose your wife or your husband. And you did not want them to leave. Do you think you would care what you look like or who was around, what you were saying, if that's what mattered to you? You could care less. Because that person is more important to you than what you look like or what you would look like to someone else. You could care less. The only thing that matters is that person. That's why I say, if a person cannot come to you and apologize to you when they've hurt you or wronged you, they simply love themselves more than they love you or the relationship. They value themselves more than you. And that's okay because we're people. And God can give you a way to live with that. God can give you a way to cope with that. But the only person that can heal the hurt of that is the person that did it to you. That's the only way the hurt starts to heal. The only way that hurt starts to heal is from the person who hurt you. When they're genuinely sorry and want to work at it, that's how that happens. But you can forgive them and you cannot be bitter towards them. That's the truth. And like I said, all that's part of a testimony. But from all of that, we get to the radio station and starting it. So I know I left a lot out and I did it on purpose. So when we get to the book, I'll fill in a lot of that. I'll fill in a lot because there's a lot there. There is a lot there and a lot to be learned. But I'm really getting excited because here's where I really wanted to get to in season two, the brighter years. And when we come back with the next one, the next episode, which will be episode one, season two, the brighter years, we're going to talk about the start of HLE Radio and how it started. I'll tell you this much. HLE Radio started 7 years before we even knew there was HLE Radio. That's right. It was called out into existence. Like I told you, man, prophecy, words of knowledge. I thrive in that stuff. And God has always kept me around that. But HLE Radio came into existence before it was even HLE Radio. And we didn't realize that until we were into it. And I'll tell you about that on episode one, season two, coming up. Hey, I want you to know, I really enjoy you. And I want you to tell some folks about Hunter Logan, Unmiked. I want you to tell folks about HLE Radio especially. You can download HLE Radio. It's free. It's a free app. We have it everywhere. This podcast is available on iTunes, TuneIn, Switcher. Everywhere there's a podcast available, so is Hunter Logan Unmiked. Hey, until next time, season two, episode one, God bless you. I'll see you then.